Okay, today is Daf Yud Beis. I'm not sure what we're up to exactly, but we're going to go back to Yud Aleph and Beis. What? I know, we're going to go back. Today's shir we'll learn for Refuah Shleimah for Bat Sheva Sarah Bas Rachaleah. Okay, let's go. Okay, it's okay. She can want to make sure she's well. Now, we're going to go back to the two dots because we don't remember the question and we need to explain the question very well. The Mishnah said that if someone uses an expression tahar tame notes or pigel, usser. What usser? What does usser mean? You can't eat that cookie, right? You can't eat the cookie. If I say this cookie is usser to me like pigel, which is usser to me, you can't eat the cookie. Now, I'm not 100% sure I understand the halacha. The reason I'm not 100% sure I understand it is because we're going to see today that if something's already usser, you can't make a nether out of it. So how could you make a nether on these? A nether can only be, that's mutter, and I'm making it into something usser to me. I'm not going to eat that cookie, but the cookie's mutter. But if I...
It should be like
pigle.
It's not a problem.
Right.
Why is it? It's the same thing.
That's
okay.
Which I can't have.
Right.
Okay, I hear you. So in other words, you're not talking real pigle. You're talking about a cookie. It should be ushered to me like pigle. Okay. Now, boy, Rami Barachama, Harei Alai Kibasar Zivchei Shlamim LaAchar Zrikas Damim Mahu. If someone says, I'm going to make this cookie's usher to me like basar after the zrika of the dam. Now, the problem is that basar after the zrika of the dam is mutter. So what are you saying? Right? You're allowed to eat that. Right? So, now one second. Eid ka'amar bahadain, if that's what you said, that cookie should be usher to me like the basar after Zrikas Adam, there's nothing wrong with that. That's mutter to eat that. What kind of nether is that? Right? Ella, that can't be right. Ella, the case is, kagon, the mach is basar zivche shlamim. You have a piece of shlamim meat over here. Umach is behetera gabe. And there's a kosher piece of meat right next to it. Right? Va'amar ze kazeh. This piece of meat should be just like the carbon piece of meat.
But again, is it after Zrikas Adam you're saying or not?
That's the question. My. Now what's the halacha? No, we did this like less than 24 hours ago.
I know.
My, what's the halacha? Maybe karaka matvis? Or behetera matvis? When I say piece of meat number one should be usher to me like piece of meat number two. Piece of meat number two is a shlamim after the Zvikas Adam. So it's mutter to me. So when I say one should be like two, two's mutter. Unless, what I meant to say was two is before the Zvikas Adam. Meikaro, the way it was before I made a mutter. So what did I mean when I said that? Did I mean the way it is right now, this minute? In which case, there's no neder because it's not an usser. Or did I mean no, the way it was originally? Now, before the Zrikas Adam, it's takam, not mutter. That's the Gemara's question. That's Rami Bar Chama's question. This question is going to last, I think, through tomorrow. We're not going to answer it. It's never going to get an answer.
This question could be the same when a guy says, "Hooray, like a carbon." It's the same thing. When is it?
What?
Before? When you mock
no, so we assume. After? So we assume a carbon. When you see the word carbon,
yeah,
it means when it's at a time when it's usher. That's what we assume.
Yeah, but why would you say the same thing? I agree with that. What you're doing now is you're trying to usher something.
Right. No, because you know why? Because a nether by definition means to usher you on something. So when you said that, what'd you say? People don't say stupid things. They don't say meaningless things.
No.
So I want to make that. Yeah, I want to make that usher to me like that. But that's mutter. So what are you saying? Oh, must mean I want to make that.
Ask the guy for the 4 billionth time.
Right. So we can't ask him. Now, right. So yesterday we were busy with the Ron who's talking about. But even basar after Zrikas Adam, even though it's mutter, there are rules. It's not mutter to everybody. Talmud to you. It's not your carbon. It's my carbon. It's maybe not, maybe only Kahanin. Maybe you can't eat it any way you want. Only in Dazara. Only Yerushalayim. So we said, fine, it's all details. The point is, it's still mutter. Right? So what did you mean? Did you mean the way it is right now? Or did you mean the way it is before? Okay?
You said lach, you said after Zrikas Adam.
What?
You said lach is Zrikas Adam.
No, the piece of meat is still sitting here and it's after Zrikas Adam. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Zrikas Adam was an hour ago. Yeah. And I say, number one, should be us like number two. Number two is mutter. It's after Zrikas Adam. The question that I mean to say, number one should be usher like number two, just like number two was usher before the Zrikas Adam. Meikaro. What it used to be. That's the Gemara's question. That's Rabbi Chama's question. We're going to spend 2 days on this question. So I want to get the question clear. Everyone got the question?
Yes.
What?
Yes, it's not a complicated question.
It's not a complicated question.
He's not saying, he's not expressing the word Lach as Zrikas Adam.
Correct.
It happens to be Lach
as Amar Rava. So Rava says like this, Tashma, 1 second. What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said that if someone says this piece of meat should be usher, just like no sir, or just like piggle, what's the story? It's usher. Just like no sir, just like piggle. But 1 second. Tashma, no sir piggle, right? 1 second. V'hanoser piggle, la'achar zrikas hadamim hu. No sir and piggle can only exist after zrikas hadam. Why?
Why?
Because before Zrikas Adam, there's no Nosar.
Yeah.
Nosar only exists after Zrikas Adam.
Right?
Yeah. Piggle, so Piggle already is a hack. The Ran takes it out. It shouldn't be, Piggle shouldn't be here. Because the only way you can have, because once you have Piggle, you're not allowed to eat anything. And the Rosh says over here, don't take it out. It's a complicated story. So let's leave Piggle aside. Let's look at Nosar. You can only have Nosar after Zrikas Adam. Why? Because by definition, noser means it's kosher meat that I'm allowed to eat, but I schlep it, I don't eat it. And then it turns into something usher. So obviously, when I'm sitting here and I say, this meat should be usher, like that piece of meat, and that piece of meat is noser, obviously, right?
After it was left over.
What?
You're talking about now.
I'm not talking about now. I'm talking about meikara.
What?
It has to be that way.
Why?
Because look at the Ran. The Ran of... The Ran of Vaha. It's the second Ran on the first Divya Masach on the page. It's like 4 or 5 lines. You see where it says Vaha no sir upigal lachas rikas adamu? So if the logarzi pigal, some take out the word pigal. Shahare because mekivin shenis bagel. Once a kohen has pigal, ain zrikaso matiraso. This pigal will not work. So let's take pigal out. Okay, that's fair. Ela minosa kaparach. The question is minosa. De iser nidre pakale bizrikas adam. Because when you make a neder and then you do zrikas adam, the meat is mutter. The meat is mutter.
Right?
You can't. The meat is mutter. After zrikas adam, the meat is mutter. Vafilu hachi, but nevertheless, Tanan, the Mishnah said, de aser. That the meat number one becomes aser, atu, meat number two. Alma, what do you see? Beikaro kamatvis.
Oh, before
the now it would be no problem.
Now it's mutter.
Right.
Now the no, it's not no sir. Where are you now? It's 3 days later? No.
Why do you know what it is?
Because I said. You can't make a neder on something that's already usher. Right? That look at the rush. Look at the first rush on the page. Right? The lo mikri no sir, it's not called no sir, im lo shahutu lakahanim tchila. If it wasn't first mutter. No sir means by definition it was first mutter. Then it became usher. Oh, lemizbeach, right? Dechsiv, biyom zivchachim, yachal machros, vanosir menu. Right? It has to be either mutter to you, or to the kahanim, or to the mizbeach, to somebody. Then the rush keeps pigle in. Upigle nami, lo mikava pigle, it can't be pigle, adje krivu kol matirav. Until everything else is done right. That's a rule in pigle, right? V'chimatvis behu, so when you say, I want this meat to be usher like that, no sir. Right? Lav be'isser, lav be'isser, 1 second, lav be'isser, lav be'isser, no sir, upigle kamatvis. You don't mean to say real no sir and pigle. Why not? Because the davra asar hu, it's already asar. It's already usser.
Okay, so I'll explain to you.
One second. El or rat. One second. El or rat. Let's finish it. And then, I'm not sure I understand this myself.
I'll explain to you what you're missing.
Yeah?
You keep saying, it's no sir because it's not yet no sir. That's not the case.
Yeah?
The case is, you have in front of you your kosher meat.
Right.
You just had Zuka Zadav.
Right.
Next to it is no sir. You say, mine should be like that no sir.
Right.
Mine's kosher now.
Why?
Because it hasn't been sitting over yet.
Right.
It's not in that stage yet that it's sat over. The other meat that you're comparing it to.
Yeah, but that's
you don't bring a carbo. You had regular regular cookies.
Yeah,
you
don't
bring you're saying your cookies.
Otherwise, it's no meat carbo. If it's no sir already, yours is also.
No meat carbo. No meat carbo of a no sir situation.
There's no meat carbo no sir situation. What? No sir means it's after the time. So it can't be in between that time. So it has to be you comparing it to something that is no sir.
But he's saying before it's no sir.
Then it's not no sir.
Well, when it's yes sir, not no sir.
I'm not 100%. I did this like I spent like 2 hours on this. I'm not still 100% sure I get it.
I mean, that's the only way it could be. When it's not no, it's
yes, sir.
Right?
When it's yes, sir.
You hear what the Gemara is asking? The Gemara is trying to resolve Rabbi Chama's question.
Yeah.
And so the answer is, you see from our Mishnah that when you say my meat should be us or like no sir. You mean to say Mei Karo.
But it's not no sir then.
What?
It's not no sir.
That's the Gemara's answer.
But it's not no sir at
what?
That stage.
Then it's not no sir.
It's not no sir. Because
it's exactly the point. It's exactly the point. It can't be no sir now. Why?
It's not no sir at that stage. It's pre-
what?
It's no sir.
One second.
Who would say, like no sir, meaning what? That's what you basically say. I'm going to say like no sir during the mother stage.
It's no.
It's pre-no sir. I mean, that's what I think, but what do I know?
Right.
Yes. You do that.
What does the article say?
There's no question. There's no question. That if I say I want my piece of meat to be usser like no sir, no sir is usser, right? No sir is usser. Now I'm going to eat no sir, so that should work.
Yeah, the problem here is he's pointing at a piece of meat.
Right, because otherwise,
saying in the world like what? No sir, then it can be no sir. Anything can be no sir.
Right. So. Right, so the case was V'omar Ze Kozeh.
Right.
So we've proven, the Gemara tries to prove, but from the case of no sir, that it's Mei Karo.
Right.
Why?
Because it says Ze.
What?
Because it says Ze.
Right. But we didn't answer the question. Right? So let's look at the Ran, those words of the Ran again. The Isser Nidre Paka Le Bizrikas Dam. Right?
What are you saying?
I'm reading the same round again. Afilu hachi tanan de aser alma bei karo kamatzis. What do those words mean? Right? Does anyone have any suggestions? Right?
He says alma. So you see, because once the drinks are down. On this piece of meat, if he's pointing at the piece of meat, it's after drinks are done, it's mutter.
Right.
So then it's not a problem. There's no problem once it's mutter. It's not no sir, and it's mutter because after drinks are done.
Yeah, what does he mean, pakal, the iser nidre pakale? What does that mean?
Ended.
Huh? Paka means to.
The issue of no sir ended because you get shut down.
No, it wasn't. It was not
no.
It has nothing to do with it.
No.
No sir has to do with time. Once after the.
After six is done, it's definitely more.
Yeah.
Okay, so if something is inherently usser,
You can't make a neder on it.
You can't make a neder.
Right.
That's why if he said no, sir, it can't be real no, sir.
Because
why?
Because
he can't, it doesn't work.
Right.
So it has to be no, sir, pre no, sir.
Right.
That's correct.
And that is almost a new
effect.
Pig is not man-made.
It's not.
Pig is,
exactly.
We're going to get to all the cases of man-made things.
Didn't work after.
Nos is man-made.
What? Right. But the Torah, said it's usher. Since the Torah said it's usher, it's inherently usher. You can't make an edder on something that's already usher. How do you know that? The Gemara is not from Sukkim. So we'll get to that later. I think it's Sunday. We'll get into that.
Before that, it's not at the Nosir stage.
What?
That it's not the
exactly. So what'd you say?
What do you say?
Then what are you saying?
Why did you say when you said Shvi?
Then what are you saying? It should be us like Nosir. Nosir is not usir.
Exactly. And the Nosir, when it's still mutter, that's what he's trying to say.
Exactly. So what do you see from here? There you go, Meikara. When it's still mutter. That's exactly the point. That's exactly
that's
the point.
Okay.
So we got, that's why the
that's why it takes effect.
We got all on the same page?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So the Gemara says no. It doesn't necessarily have to mean that. Amalei Rav Huna, Bredu Rav Nasan, Benoser Shir Oshal Ola. It could be talking about the Noser of an Ola, which you can't eat from the minute one.
Right.
There's never a time when it's mutter. Ola, never, the meat's never eaten.
Even after you sit down.
Right, it's not really Noser.
Right.
It's not really Noser. So Gemara says, 1 second. Amalei Imke listening Basar Ola. Then just say the meat of an Ola. Why say the meat of a Noser of an Ola? There's no such thing as Noser of an Ola.
Right.
Right, just say an Ola. Right? If you want to teach me that halacha, that, then say by an Ola. Right? Look at the next round. Im Kain. We're skipping one round. Im Kain. Listen, Basar Ola. E Amrit Bishloma Delaba Ola Mairi Naka Nosar Lashbinan Demeikara Kamatvis. Fine, I get that point. Ela E Amarta Deba Ola Mairi Mairi Busa De Nosar. What do you tell me, Nosar? Akati Nidre Lo Kapaka Vihachi Listen, Basar Ola. Just say Basar Van Ola. What do you mean Basar Nosar Van Ola? Okay? So the Gemara says, you're right. Lomi baya ka'amar. I didn't have to even mention. Lomi baya. I didn't have to mention. Lomi baya basar ola, the asar, the ha-carbon kamatvis. Noser pigel the ola istracha. So, but noser and pigel, if you're going to learn pigel, of an ola is the chiddush. So, I would have thought. Ki iser noser, ki iser pigel. That noser just like pigel, the havele kamatvis davra asar, velo mitzar. But then 1 second. Then it's grabbing on to something usher, which is inherently, which you can't do. Kamash Malan, right? No, we're not ossering no sir, that you can't do.
Right.
What we're ossering is, we're ossering something that has the potential to be no sir, which means it's mutter right now.
Right.
Therefore, that I don't violate that problem, I don't violate that rule, but it is, but why am I calling it no sir? Because it will turn into no sir. Okay. Good?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Now, Meisve. Now, we're going to ask another question on the same point. The point was, do you go by Meikaro or do you go Hashta? Right? This question...
It's fascinating.
It is?
For the Gemara, it goes through
Telblah. So, Ezehu Isser HaOmer B'Torah. What's an Isser of something that's Usser in the Torah? That you can make Usser in the Torah? So, for example...
You know the future?
Yeah. What's a case of neder? What's a case of neder? Amar, a guy says, Hareini, behold, Shalo achal basar, v'shalo eshte yayin, I won't eat meat, and I won't drink wine, b'yom shemes bo aviv, on the day of my father's yahrzeit. B'yom shemes bo aviv. It means the yahrzeit. It means the yahrzeit. You'll see in a minute. It means the yahrzeit.
He's saying,
I'm making a neder that I won't eat meat and I won't drink wine on the yahrzeit of my father.
Yeah.
A man such a neder. Says the Rosh, Orcha de Milsa. It's a normal thing. Lit stire biyom shemes ba'aviv rabo. You don't have such a, it's not a party day. It's not a party day. Fine. Not a party day. Or biyom shemes ba'rabo, or the day my Rebbe died, which is a hard time putting our hands around that one, but it's such a thing. Someone has a Rebbe. It's not a party day. The yahrzeit of the Rebbe, or kiyom shenerug bo gedalia ben achikam, or it's usher to me, just like someone's usher on a fast day, right? Or kiyom shereisi Yerushalayim bechorbana. Yeah, It's usher to me, like something would be usher to me when I see Yerushalayim in ruins.
Right?
Right? Right? By the way, the Mishnah Berurah says, he says, quotes over here, that on the day that the first time a person sees Yerushalayim b'churbana, right, shouldn't eat meat and shouldn't drink wine that day. It's not a party day. See Yerushalayim like that? Not, what? Correct. Correct. So by the way, what I said on the other day was that this is the only place in Shas that talks about any minhag or any behavior on a yard site. It's the only place in Shas. And what does it say? You don't eat. So the Ramah does bring down
meat.
Well, there's a minhag not to eat to fast on a yard site. There's a minhag to fast. I think that is pretty much not done.
Many people do it.
Interesting.
Actually, I've heard people do it.
There are people that do it. Today, people do just the opposite.
Yeah, a lot of people make a thing.
Exactly, the exact opposite.
The thing they make is not for themselves.
That's right, for other people, right.
They want brachas.
They want brachas, right. It's the opposite. Maybe themselves. So I saw one of them, unfortunately, point out, even if you're not going to eat, even if you can't fast, it's hard to fast, people don't fast, we don't encourage fast today, it's not the derech anymore, you don't want to fast, you don't have to fast, it's all good.
It's not uncommon.
What? The fast? Right. But even still, if you're not going to fast, you shouldn't eat meat, you shouldn't drink wine. It's not a party day, even if you're not going to fast. Right? Okay, it's all good. It's interesting. Anyway, that's the net there.
Well, what happens if your time falls on Shabbos?
Yeah, so then you for sure don't fast.
Right.
Then for sure not.
People don't want an issue.
Right, also, it's not an issue.
People go to weddings and...
Correct. So anyway, that's a classic example of a nether. I'm ushering B just like A is usher. Just like I came on a fast day, I'm not even going to eat those bag of potato chips. Right? Fine. Now, we're talking about the yard site. That's why I told you it's not the day he died, but it's the yard site. It's not the actual day, it's the yard site 5 years later. Why? Because Amar Shmuel, Fushinada Ba'osiyom. It's that day. What does it mean by that? So the Gemara is going to think, Hey Chidami, what does that mean? Lava must mean. Kigon, for example, Dekai Bechad Beshabsa, the Mispeh Avua. It's a Sunday. And the Rana explains. It's why the Gemara says a Sunday, I don't know. It doesn't mean Sunday. It means the Rosh Chodesh. Sivan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Ran says. It's the first day of Nisan, it's the yard site, but it's been many years since you've made a neder not to eat on the yard site. That's what the Gemara thinks. V'afagav, de'ika tuva chad b'shabes de'etera. Aye, many years went by when you didn't fast. Many years went by when you didn't fast. Nevertheless, v'katani usher. Shmamina, you see from here, the Beikara Karmatvis. You see from here, that goes back to the original day.
Right.
Even though 10 years went by, you didn't fast. Now one day you learned that feeling, you know what, I'm going to fast now. I'm going to start that minim. So you made a net there, I'm not going to eat on the yard side of my father. Yeah, but so many years went by and you did. So obviously, your net there reverts back to the first time that your father died, 10 years ago. And therefore, you've a raya that when you have something mutter and something of hashta and something meikara, it goes back to meikara. Because if it went back to hashta, last year I ate. So it can't be I meant to say last year. I must have meant when he died 10 years ago. It's such a weak raya. Because the Gemara is going to answer, no, that we don't mean that. Shmuel hachikamar. Amar Shmuel v'hu shenodar uba me'osa yom ve'eilech. No, every year you said it. Well, you said it the first year and going forward every year. So it's on Akasha.
What did you say? You said
it wasn't that, no time, no.
Year?
What?
What did you say, from now on every year?
No, it was the first year.
Okay.
So you said, I'm not going to eat on my father's yard site, to make a neder.
Okay.
So what do you mean, meikara hashta? It's only the first year. There's no meikara, there's no hashta.
Right.
So it doesn't resolve our question.
No, what happened to next year?
What? You make the nether again. The point is,
you have to make the
nether
again.
Because if you don't, whether you do or you don't, doesn't make a difference. The point, right, but the point is, it's not meikara, it's not hashta.
Right.
That's the point. It doesn't make a difference. Right? If you say it every year, and you never, there was never a gap, there's no kasha.
Right.
Because it's not meikara, it's not hashta. It's meikara or it's hashta. It's both. The only time there can be a kasha is if there's a gap. So the Gemara thought, there's a gap? No, there's no gap. That's why it's such a weak question. Okay? Oh, you can read the rounds inside, but it explains it all. Okay. Amar Avina, try again. Tashma. If someone makes a neder, also not easy. Kichalas Aharon, if someone makes a neder, like the chala of Aharon. What are the chala of Aharon? The lechem upon him. Right? What?
I would imagine so.
But which you're not allowed to eat anyway. Only kahanim allowed to eat that. Or uk trumaso, or like truma, right? Mutter. That's mutter. Why? Because you made a neder on something usser. It's already usser. It's already usser. So what? I'm not going to eat the challah, or I'm not going to eat this like I can't eat the challah. You already can't eat the challah. You're not going to eat truma. So that's mutter. That nether doesn't take effect. Because you can't make a nether on something that's already usser. That was our question, but no, sir. It had to be a time when it's mutter. Because you can't make a nether on something that's already usser. Why can't you do that? We'll learn that later. We'll learn on Sunday. Tomorrow, maybe. Why you can't do that?
You can't usser something that's mutter to you, potato chips.
Right.
Like this thing that is usser currently.
Correct. Does that make sense?
No.
What? It does make sense? But isn't that what a carbon is?
That's the law.
We start out. If I make a nether like a carbon, it's mutter. Then the nether works. So why doesn't this take effect?
It's the law.
Right?
It's a given.
There's certain things that we have to do. It's a given.
What's the given?
What's the whole beauty of a nether? This is us.
Then you marked this shit. So it became a carbon, whatever. Yeah. That's it.
It's
different.
Well, back to
the
question.
So it depends. As opposed to what, Menachem?
What?
This is me also to me like what?
What?
What's a good nether?
Ha, kitrumas lachme toda. Right? But if you say that this potato chips is going to be ushered to me like truma, like the of lachme toda, which, by the way, it's when you bring a ketoda, you bring 40 loaves of bread, right, and you give four of them to the kohen. So if I say this potato chip is going to be usher, like those four loaves that I give to the kohen, that's usher. Then why is it usher? Because that neder works. Why does it work? Right?
Because at one point it was mutter.
What?
Before I gave it to the kohen, it was mutter.
Right.
So you're saying that.
So the Ran says on the bottom, the last five words, the Havale Matvis Bedavar Hanoder, because that neder grabs. That neder grabs. Because you're making it usser, you're making something usser on something that's a Davar Hanoder, and not on something that's Davar HaUsser.
But the loaves were usser for you, it's the only ones for the coming.
One second. Right. So the Gemara asks, Vaha Trumas Lachme Toda La'achar zrikas damim hu, the truma of a lachme toda are mutter after zrikas hadam, right? Look at the top run. The kivan since the lachme toda lo sharu ba'achila, they're not mutter to eat ad la'achar zrika, right? Lama yistru yitrumu osan kodem l'kein. What are you donating before? Therefore, umediktani aser shmamina demeikara kamatzis. It's exactly the same thing. After zrikas adam, you tether taka aser. Right? Why are they aser? Because they belong to the kohen. So it must be that it's meikara when they were mutter.
To anybody.
To anybody. And therefore the nether took effect. So we've answered our question. Okay? That's the only point I don't get is, I understand the principle that you can't make a nether on something else. So how do you make a nether on carbon? So it must be when you're saying if this bag of potato chips is usher to me, just like I have the ability to make a carbon usher to me. That must be what you're saying. Okay? So everyone got this answer?
Yes, sir.
So the Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. Ema, let's say, kitrumas halishka usher. Right? Let's say what you meant, that's not what you said. What you said was, like it's usher to me, like the Trumas Halishka. It's usher. Right? Now, Aval, but, Trumas lachme toda mai. Taka. What would be if you said Trumas lachme toda? What would halacha be? Mutter. It would be mutter. Why would it be mutter? Why would it be mutter? Because maybe we say that it goes behashta, and now it's usr, and therefore your neder never took effect. Because it can't take effect on something usr, and therefore the potato chips are mutter. So it's not a raya. Okay? So the Gemara says, so lisni lachme toda v'kolshkein truma, right? So the Mishnah said that what we say over here, Tashma, kichalas aharon uketrumaso, like the chala of Aaron, one thing, and also truma. So now the Gemara says, one second. Then it should have said, listen, it should have said, lachme toda, without saying truma. For kolshkein truma. For sure truma. Why for sure truma? Right? Why for sure truma? Because truma is never mutter. Never. So why are you interested in truma? So Gemara says, hakamash malan, trumas lachme toda, truma sohi. Yeah, what he meant to say was that the truma of lachme toda is truma. In other words, it's not two things. It's not lachme toda and truma. It's lachme toda, which is, by the way, an aspect of truma. That's one answer. V'ibay seim, another answer. Truma's lachme toda, nami kodim zrikas adamhu. It could be, it was before the zrikas adam. Ukigon, the afrishinhu belisha. You set it aside when you still were needing it. But look at the ran. The ran on the side. Kigon de afrishinhu belisha. Bedinhu, delishni le, de afrishinhu laachafi asan kodim zrikas damim. It could be that you set it aside after it was baked before the zrika. Shari afi asan haisa kodemes, afil lishchitas hazevach. The baking was always done first. If you shech before the bread is baked, it doesn't work. Since we're going to bring a raya in a minute from Rav Tuvi, the matzi lahafrish kodim zrika, Rav Tuvi mayri dafreshinu belishayu nakadami hacha dafreshinu belisha. You didn't want it to go in lisha. Therefore, let's say you did. Let's say you designated it when it was in lisha stage. Therefore, what would be, right? It's so Trumas Lachme Toda is not a raya either way. Why? Because it's possible that it's mutter and it's possible that it's aser. Depends on when you donated it. V'chiyad Amr of Tuvi Bar Kisna Amar Shmuel. I'm back into the Gemara. Lachme Toda, right? Again, there are 40 loaves. Four of them go to Kahanim. Lachme Toda, Sha'afan Ba'ar Bachalos Yatza. Let's say you only make four loaves. Each loaf, each 40 loaves, 10 of them, each 10 were made from a different kind of dough. A different thing. Chameitz, this, that. So there are 40 of them. Rikika, whatever they are. Let's say you only made four. So it says Rav Tuvi, it's Yatza. Aiva, Ksiv Arboim. But it says you have to have. That's la mitzvah. You want to do a mitzvah? You want to do it right? You do 40. You want to do it half baked? Just make four. It's okay. I have a boy la mishkal truma. I have just to give four to the kohen. How you gonna do that? Chi tema the shakal chad the riflal kula. It's okay. You'll give him one out of four. You can't do that. Vatnan echad mikal carbon. You have to give one from each. Shlo yitol me carbon al chavero. Can't give, you know what? I like those and I don't like those. I'll give him two of those. Can't do that. So how could you give him one and that's going to satisfy all 40? So what are you going to do? You're going to cut a piece from each one. You can't give a piece. But nan, echad, shlo yitel, prusa. You can't give a prusa. You have to give him a full loaf. So how are you going to do on four? Ella, the answer must be, daf reshinhu belisha. You gave it to the Kohen when it was still needed.
Right, so it was still dough.
So it was still dough, and that's when I gave it to him. So I satisfied my din, right? The shakal. Chada chametz, chada min achalos, chada min arakikin, v'chada min harivucha. So I satisfied my promise. Therefore, right? So you can give the truma when it's still isa, when it's aser. You can do it that way. If you do it that way, then your neder doesn't make any sense because you assert something already usher, or it didn't have to do it this way, you can do it afterwards. And if in that case, what would be the din? Din would be, it would be mutter. So it's not a raya. It's not a raya to our question. Our question was, when you make a neder, is it from now or from before? We don't have an answer. Because Lachmai told us, it could be both. Okay? That was not an easy daf at all.
Not at all.
Now, if we could stop here, we could do a little more, and then we'll do it again tomorrow. You want to just stop, and we'll pick up from here tomorrow. Le'me ketanoi. Now I'm going to say the same thing. Le'me ketanoi. Let's say this machlok is a machlok tanoim. Why? Because what you do now is you say like this. You say, Hare olai ki b'chor. That baked potato chip is usher to me like a b'chor. But one second. At some point, the b'chor is mutter. Right? Same thing. A b'chor could be mutter, it could be usher. What do you mean? What do you mean? After he shechted.
Born.
What?
Born.
What?
That's
probably
the answer.
Born
a
b'chor, that's it.
Okay. So, Hare olai ki b'chor, Yaakov Omer. Rabbi Yaakov Oser, Rabbi Yaakov says those potato chips are Oser, and Rav Yehuda Mater. Rav Yehuda says no, the potato chips are Mutter. Why?
Because it's congenitally. If the issue is
Echidami. What's the case? Idem olafnei zrikas damim. If it was before zrikas adam, nighttime and demand the shari. Oser. What? Idem olafnei zrikas. Right.
The shari.
Right. A bechor is no different than any other carbon.
Therefore.
How could the potato chips be mutter? That's a real neder.
The difference is on the
gun. Vilachas, because that's my time on the usher. Okay. So, that's tomorrow.
We use a bechor when it's born? No.
What?
The bechor is born. Until it's born as a carbon. You want to get...
No.
That's the problem.
Right, so it's congenital usher.
So, we're going to get to it tomorrow.
All right?
Everybody have a very good Shabbos, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Take care.